on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, John Graham, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. Running a railway station demands constant vigilance and forethought. As Horace Heppelwhite prepares to hold a staff meeting, there's more on his mind than just his station master's hat.
Morning, Simpkins. Where's Valentine?
He collected the tickets from the 10:30 and then went along to fetch Bert from the booking office.
I see. Talking about my son Bertrand, Miss Simpkins.
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to ask you a question about him for some time.
Oh?
Do you think Bertrand is happy here, Miss Simpkins?
Happy?
Yes. Is he happy at Parsley Sidings? A couple of times recently I've noticed him behaving oddly. Kicking a sand bucket. Polishing his hat on the British Rail regulations in the waiting room, that sort of thing. Makes me wonder if he's happy with the railways.
I'm sure he is.
Fathers tend to worry, you know. In that boy's boots walks the future of British Rail. One hopes the feet in those boots are happy ones.
Well, Bert, have you handed in your notice yet, then?
No. Even the thought of it brings me out in goose pimples. I reckon I'll still be at Parsley Sidings when I'm an old maid. I can't bring myself to hurt Dad, you see.
Oh.
You know, there's an old legend that when the last of the Heppelwhites leaves Parsley Sidings, the end of his platform drops off.
Yeah. There's a similar thing about Death Watch Beetle in my granddad's wooden leg. Ah, well. I wonder why the old man's called this staff meeting.
Well, I hope it's to deal with my application. I've asked for a mirror for my booking hall.
A mirror?
It gets lonely not having many customers. If I had a mirror in there, I could look in it and pretend I was different passengers buying tickets.
You haven't been at the Cowslip Wine again, have you?
No.
Ah, Valentine and Heppelwhite, come in and sit down. I no doubt you're all agog to know why I've called this staff meeting.
Oh, yes, Mr. Heppelwhite.
This morning I had a communique from none other than St. Pancras himself.
Oh!
It advised me that the district of Parsley and Potwistle is to be incorporated into the British Rail Postal Express System.
Cool.
Did he say anything about my mirror, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I beg your pardon?
I wondered if St. Pancras mentioned my mirror at all in his communique.
St. Pancras and I have not discussed your mirror, Heppelwhite. Matters like your mirror are resolved at station master level. To continue... Jonas Bobbin, sub-postmaster at Parsley and Potwistle, has been unable to keep up with things since his tricycle failed the MOT. British Rail have therefore decided to install a rail site picking up and delivery point for express mail.
What, you mean one of those net things, you know, where the train sort of picks up a bag without slowing down and drops one at the same time?
I do indeed, Valentine.
Oh.
The 1901 patent drop-it-and-cop-it tackle.
Where will it be, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I'm very glad you asked me that. British Rail are undecided whether to erect it here at Parsley Sidings or over at Potwistle Halt.
Not Potwistle Halt.
My sentiments exactly. I feel this needs looking into.
If I looked into it, I could talk to myself. The mirror I applied for.
That'll do, Heppelwhite.
Here, how will British Rail decide which station gets this mail back, Fiddle?
A trial run. Temporary drop-it-and-cop-it arrangements will be set up both at Parsley Sidings and at Potwistle Halt. And on Thursday, an express train will pick up and drop one at each station. The permanent fixture will go to whichever operates its equipment most successfully.
Oh, I do hope it's us, Mr. Heppelwhite.
I have every confidence that it will be, Miss Simpkins. We must watch out for sabotage from Potwistle Halt.
Sabotage? Oh, they'd never do that, would they?
Their station master, Phineas Perkins, is an unscrupulous man.
Oh, to put it another way, he's so crooked he has to screw his hat on.
Exactly. And Potwistle will be desperate to win this fixture, as it carries with it a general's mail allowance. So, on your guard, everyone.
Hello, Percy. What are the binoculars for?
I'm watching out for Potwistle spies trying to meddle with our drop it and cop it.
Surely Phineas Perkins wouldn't actually meddle with our fixtures, would he?
There are people about who'd stoop that low.
Really?
Me, for instance. Ah, yeah.
I'm going to meddle with this.
Never.
What? I'm going to make Pop Whistle Oak look silly in front of that postal inspector. I've got a sack load of 400 eggs, which I intend to substitute for the mailbag in their net. And when the train picks it up, it'll turn into an 80-mile-an-hour omelette.
That's really immoral.
Oh, thanks.
Hello, ooh. Look out, there's a train coming. Watch out for Pot Whistle Spice.
Oh, you play James Bond while I announce the train.
Right.
This is the 617 to Upper Crumpton, stopping at Waddle on Thrush, Little Nethering, Upper Warlock, and Nurdle Crumpton.
That was beautiful, Gloria.
Did you notice anyone?
Not half. Look at that blonde over there.
You played by air, Valentine, or did you have musical training?
Oh, Mr. Applewhite, I was just wondering, sir, if I should follow that young lady over there. She might be up to no good.
I hardly think that's necessary. She looks perfectly respectable to me.
Yeah.
Do you really think that Phineas Perkins will try something, Mr. Applewhite?
He's low and cunning, Miss Simpkins. You can tell by the fact that his eyes are set close together. He's the only person I know whose spectacles take the form of one lens on the bridge of his nose.
Mr. Applewhite, look, the way to make sure of this mail job is to nobble Pot Whistle's gear.
Valentine, are you suggesting that we at Pastly Sidings resort to underhand methods?
Yes. Now, look, I've got these eggs, you see.
Not another word. I can feel seven generations of Heppelwhites turning beneath the platform at the very idea. Let us go to the signal box. I wish to speak to Bradshaw about Thursday's arrangements. With only 2 days to go before the big day, we don't want any slip-ups. And Valentine?
Sir?
I don't want to hear any more about nobbling.
All right, sir. I wonder if I could sell 400 hard-boiled eggs to the station buffet.
Ah, Bradshaw.
Ah, Master Horace. I'm Miss Gloria. What brings you to my signal boxing?
We've come about the drop it and cop it test.
I haven't had one of those in years. not since 1914. I failed it, you know, on account of the tea we had to drink.
I'm referring to the Postal Express collect and deposit.
Kept us fit, you know, for going over the top, you see. Main the barricades. I used to yell.
Where was this?
Paddington. They used to come at you like bats out of hell, those passengers. Of course, you was just a nipper then, Master Horace.
To get back to the Postal Express.
I used to dandle him, you know, Miss Gloria.
Dandle?
Yeah, I used to dandle him, didn't I? First on the one knee, uppity-dumpty-dum, then the other, oh. Uppity-dum. Good practice for playing the spoons.
I'm sure Miss Simpkins doesn't want
when I was away at the war, you know, I wrote to old Obadiah Applewhite to ask how little Horace was keeping. He wrote back and told me he'd grown another foot. I spent the whole war worrying whereabouts.
Did he come to keep you company in your signal box?
Never.
Oh.
Tell you what he did, you know.
Yeah?
He used to come and keep me company in my signal box.
Oh, did he?
Well, I didn't have a dog, you see. But I used to put down a bowl of water for him.
Bradshaw, we are here to acquaint you with the details of the mailbag test.
The vest test. What? Ah, I'll have one of them. My present one's got a hole in the elbow here. But I'd really like a pair of them combinations, you know. They used to have a trap door at the back here. So that you could get into them without difficulty.
Bradshaw.
It was all right unless you found someone else there already. But that only ever happened to me once, you know.
Bradshaw, I'm trying to tell you that we must have a clear line on Thursday. All junctions, including those of the sidings, the engine shed, the washhouse, and the Walpole Hoxton branch line, to be cut off.
Talking of them, do you know they used to use flags to signal when to change them over, you know? If you saw a flag, over went the points. They lost 14 trains one Empire Day with the local Boy Scouts practicing semaphore. That's why the Kaiser had that trouble with his rarey bird when it died, you know.
What trouble was that, Mr. Bradshaw?
Well, you see, it was 12 foot tall. He said no one would bury it. So he put it on a barrow and he pushed it uphill and down dale he went, down dale and uphill he pushed. In the end, after 2,000 miles of barrow pushing, he tipped it off the cliff at John O'Groats.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Just goes to show you, don't it? It's a long, long way to Tipperary.
We'll leave now, Miss Simpkin.
Hello, Bert.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm pretending to be various customers buying railway tickets. I'll get bored with just 6 passengers a day.
Have you applied for any other jobs lately?
Well, there's no point. I'll never get away from here for fear of hurting Dad. Oh, I get ever so depressed sometimes.
Poor Bert. Is there anything I can do to cheer you up?
Such as?
Well, ask me and see if I will.
You don't mean... You don't want to?
Yes.
You wouldn't like to buy a ticket, would you?
No, not at the moment. Sorry. Oh. I must go and announce the 3:12.
Bye. A single to Nurdle Crampton, please, handsome young booking clerk. Certainly, madam. One ticket coming up. Here you are, madam.
No, thank you. I'm trying to give them up.
Oh, good heavens. Phineas Perkins. Why are you wearing a false moustache and dark glasses?
Oh, you recognise me?
Yes.
Oh, aye. Well, don't tell anyone I've called.
No.
I'm here, you see, incognito.
Are you?
Thought I'd pop in and see how the old place is keeping. Your dad and I were great friends once.
Really?
In 1926, your dad removed a conker from my ear, using only a hammer and chisel. Now I can help him, you see.
Oh.
This postal express business. What does Potwhistle Alt want with it? I've come with some advice that'll make sure you win the contract.
Advice?
It all depends on the angle you hold it.
Pardon?
Make sure the express picks the mailbag out of the net at the correct angle and you can't lose. It's one of the tricks of the trade.
Thank you, Mr. Perkins. Oh, Dad will be pleased.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't tell your father, lad. You do it and give him a surprise.
All right, Mr. Perkins. Oh, but how do I make sure it's at the right angle?
You hold it up.
Hold it up?
Yes. You wait until the last minute and then you hop forward and lift the bag.
Oh, with my hands, you mean?
That's right, lad. It can't fail.
Right, Mr. Perkins. Thanks for the tip.
Now, remember, not a word to anyone about my visit here, eh? I move in a mysterious way, you know.
Perhaps your trousers are too tight. While you're here, you wouldn't like to buy a ticket, would you?
No, thanks. I came by bus.
We don't sell bus tickets.
No, never mind, lad. I'll try elsewhere.
What a lovely day for the postal express, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Yes, indeed, Miss Simpkins. Listen to those birds singing. Ah, the beauty of a country railway station.
Mm.
As a child, I used to pick flowers from the embankment, and my mother used to turn them into wine.
Really?
She gave it to the drivers of passing trains to help them on their way.
Oh, that must have pleased them.
Not as much as one would have hoped. I think the fact that she wore my father's boots to press the flowers gave it an unusual flavour.
How would this pick-up work, Mr. Heppelwhite?
The express will deposit a bag in the net and collect ours. It then proceeds to Potwhistle Halt, deposits ours there, and picks up another. The postal inspector aboard will report on each station.
Oh, here come Bert and Percy with our mailbag.
Why, steady with your aim, Bert. I'm carrying both ends.
Well, I'm carrying a label.
What's in the bag, Mr. Heppelwhite?
A selection of leaflets saying, come to Sunny Pass the Sidings.
Shall we sling it in a net, sir?
In the bottom net, Valentine. The top net receives our delivery.
Oh, the train's coming, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Good. Brace up, everyone. Do your best.
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite. But what should we actually do?
Ah. Well, I suggest we all give a big cheer. On the count of hip hip, we'll all shout, hooray!
We'll call Sir Roger and out.
You can rely on me, Mr. Heppelwhite.
I sincerely hope so. Don't get too close to that net, lad. You're not insured.
Oh.
Pass the sidings. Attention. Stand by. Voices at the ready. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Well done, everyone. There goes our express delivery.
No, Mr. Heppelwhite. Our mailbag's still there.
What?
Stone me, so it is. What happened? Did you see what went wrong, Bert? Bert?
Good Lord. Where is the boy?
Oh, he picked up something. What is it?
Hello, Inspector.
What are you doing in our net? Where's the mailbag?
He told me to hold it, you see. He said it worked better if I stuck it out.
What are we going to do?
Don't know.
We'll be at Potwistle all within seconds and we've got nothing to deposit there.
I'm terribly sorry.
You'll be sorrier still in a moment. Get back in that net.
What?
You are hereby one mailbag for delivery to Potwistle Holt.
Oh, what?
Potwistle Holt coming up. Swing her out.
Hello, Mr. Perkins. Did you see the train? All covered in eggs. I think someone's played a yoke on you.
Never, Heppelwhite. Never in all my life have I been so humiliated.
I'm sorry, Father.
Silence! How can I ever again attend the station master's ball? The name of Heppelwhite will forever be associated with you in a GPO net. And to add insult to injury, I've received a bill from the post office for delivering an unstamped package. To wit, one booking hall clerk.
But, Father...
Be quiet, Heppelwhite. We can only be thankful that someone switched Phineas Perkins' mailbag for one containing eggs, thus ruining their chances, too.
I reckon whoever that mysterious bag switcher is, he deserves a rise. Do you reckon, sir, that if he revealed himself, he'd get a reward?
He'd get something. Farmer Harris is looking for him with a shotgun. Matter of 400 missing eggs.
Oh, then I suppose his identity will never be known.
What happens now, Mr. Heppelwhite?
As yesterday's test was a fiasco, British Rail will hold another one tomorrow. This one we must win. It's our last chance.
What about nobbling, Mr. Heppelwhite?
There will be no nobbling on our part, Valentine. And to prevent Potwistle nobbling us, we shall mount a 24-hour guard on our postal apparatus.
Who'll be doing that, Mr. Heppelwhite?
All of us, Heppelwhite. Miss Simpkins and Valentine will be responsible for the rest of the day. You and I will keep watch tonight.
You mean we'll be up all night?
I do.
But if I don't get my 12 hours sleep, I'll be no good for anything tomorrow.
There'll be nothing unusual in that. I propose another safety measure also. An early warning system that will alert us at the first approach of strangers.
You're not putting Bradshaw on the roof again like you did in the war.
I am not, Valentine. We don't want another damp patch on the buffet ceiling.
Damp patch?
He kept spilling his cocoa. No, I plan to harness the highly sensitive faculties of birds.
Why?
As you know, Constantinople was saved from surprise attack by the warning call of a goose.
But we haven't got a goose, Mr. Heppelwhite.
We have the next best thing.
Clara, the station hen.
Exactly. That hen has a nose like a bloodhound.
Yes, the most peculiar case of crossbreeding I've ever seen.
Clara will be removed from her nest in the engine shed and allowed to roam free. Potwistle's spies will not find us unprepared.
Halt! Who went there?
It's me, you fool.
Oh.
Anything to report?
Yes.
What?
I'm cold.
Oh, never mind. What about Clara?
She's cold, too.
What was that?
Clara.
She must have seen something. Find her, quickly.
Here she is, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Where?
On the bookstall.
What's happened?
She's laid an egg.
Is that all? Heppelwhite, let us return to our posts. Clara, no more false alarms, please. One can cry wolf too often. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, what it is to have an oversensitive hen.
Pepperwhite,
whilst we're alone here and can talk freely, is there anything worrying you?
Worrying me, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Call me father, my boy. It's an established relationship. It's not woman trouble, is it? I know that in the past we've not had the opportunity for a heart-to-heart talk, man-to-man, father-to-son. It's possible that you're not fully aware of the... That's to say you may not quite... Or possibly not at all. Forgive me if I'm being too outspoken.
Pardon?
I mean, you're not in trouble, are you?
What sort of trouble, Father?
Well, you know, by Jove, it is cold, isn't it? was that Clara just then?
When?
Then.
Yes.
Tell me, Bertrand, is everything all right here?
Well, it's a bit cold.
I mean, at Parsley Sidings. The railways have always been a vocation to the Heppelwhites. I would hate to feel that you... You are happy on the railway.
Happy, Father?
Yes. H-A-P-P-Y.
Ah, happy.
Yes. Are you happy?
Yes.
Thank you for that reassurance, my boy. Since your mother died, you've been everything to me. Your happiness has been my sole aim.
Yes, Father.
I've scrimped and saved for you, you know. Went without. I don't want you to think that I had it easy.
No, Father.
There have been times when I've walked the platform with a hole in my shoe and thought, I'd better get it repaired. And then I thought, no, that hole in my shoe is for Bertrand.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, I don't expect gratitude, my boy. Your happiness is my reward.
Yes, Father.
You and I should talk to one another more often, Bertrand. Listening to you, opening your heart to me like this has moved me. Helped me to know you better. I feel that we've come closer to one another.
Yes, Father.
Is there anything more you wish to say to me?
Well, yes, Father. I've got a confession to make.
You can tell me, Bertrand. What is it, son?
I just sat on Clara's egg.
Oh, Lord. You're forgiven, my boy. We all make mistakes.
Ah, thank you, Father.
However, you tend to make more than most. Tomorrow, therefore, I want you to remain in Bradshaw's signal box whilst the postal express passes through, well away from the pickup point.
Oh.
Not that I feel that you're incompetent or a danger to life and limb. Just that I would feel easier if you are nowhere near the scene of the action.
Yes, Father.
Tomorrow is a great day for Parsley Sidings, my boy. If all goes well, we shall take a bold step into the future. Oh, what a beautiful morning. The scent of new mown hay.
Actually, it's my aftershave. E-Main. Slap this on and things happen to you.
What sort of thing?
Well, half your face goes numb with shock.
Is everything ready, Valentine?
Yes, sir. The label safely on the bag safely in the net, and Bert safely up the signal box. The train's due in what? 1 minute.
Good. For once, I have a feeling that nothing can go wrong.
How long has Bert got to stay up there?
Just till the postal express is safely through.
Oh, he looks so miserable standing there with his nose pressed up against the window.
Yeah. So, you don't think that you'll do any damage in the signal box, Mr. Applewhite?
No fear of that, Valentine. Bradshaw has the strictest instructions to allow him nowhere near the levers.
Poor Bert. He tries so hard to please.
Here, Miss Simpkins, borrow my British Rail handkerchief.
He doesn't mean any harm.
I know.
He only wants to be loved.
Wonderful view we have of the Vale from here.
Yeah. Oh, look. That's waving at us.
Attention, everyone. The train.
Here, Gloria. Here, watch out where you're waving that handkerchief. You don't know where those germs have been.
Be quiet, Valentine. Attention, everyone. Shoulders back.
Chests out.
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Heads up. Faces front. Now then. Hip. What's happened? Where's the train?
It's gone up the Walpole Hoxton branch line. It's missed us altogether.
But why? I see, sir. Bert Heppelwhite strikes again.
What?
When Gloria waved her hanky at him, and old fool Bradshaw thought it was a flag, the signal to switch the points.
No!
You don't often hear him say that.
He's fainted.
Oh, well, there's one constellation.
What's that?
Well, going up the Walpole Hoxton branch line, it'll miss Pot Whistle Hawk as well. Not really their day, is it?
Morning, Mr. Heppelwhite. Here's the post.
Thank you, Miss Simpkins. It seems British Rail Postal Services have washed their hands of both ourselves and Potwistle Holt. That was the station master at Waddle-on-Thrush. He rang to say they're putting their postal point there.
I am sorry, Mr. Heppelwhite.
I know where I'd like to put the point.
Oh, dear.
Let us walk up the platform to that small cabinet marked in case of emergency break glass.
What's in there?
A bottle of Parsley Siding's own cowslip wine. I shall propose a toast.
Good for you, Mr. Heppelwhite. What will it be?
To next week, Miss Simpkins. It can't fail to be better than this week. And to a bright new future for Parsley Sidings.